Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
I'm Bob Flott. We're 11 Local Studio this morning. Time now for Monday morning visit with Michelle Gill from our Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. And Michelle and I were just talking Saturday out at the Ashley Outlet ribbon cutting and grand opening about a busy week. Michelle Gill, good morning, ma'am.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Hunky dory. How about you?
Doing good. We definitely had a busy week last week, didn't we?
I'll tell you what. Busy weeks are fun weeks, and of course, when we're busy, Michelle, like we were last week, that's always a good, positive statement for the city of Alamogordo and our Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
Absolutely. You and I were talking before we got started of all the things that were happening, not only with the Center of Commerce, but with the community in general. I think we started off the week with the opening of Holloman Elementary School.
Yep.
And that it was, you know, that's a really big deal for the community of Alamogordo and, of course, Holloman Air Force Base. It, it is a beautiful facility and you know, that project has been in the making for many years, and to see it finally come together and be completed is an exciting thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was great to go out there and be a part of that ribbon cutting and everything else. We're broadcasting live and local. But the intriguing part to me, Michelle, was the turnout we had for that, not only from parents from Holloman Air Force Base, but interested, I should say, maybe sightseers from Alamogordo that wanted to go out and take a look at that brand new school. And then, of course, not to mention the kids that were there. I got a chance to talk to some of the students, and I got to tell you, they were so excited about their new school.
It's always so exciting to see the kids. You know, the kids are really what it's about, you know, providing them a safe, state-of-the-art facility to learn and grow is really what all of that is about. And to see the smiles on those kiddos' faces.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really a great thing.
Also going on with APS this past week was the ribbon cutting on Thursday for the, I'm going to just call it the Sacramento Park over there at 300 Alaska Avenue. Something new, the old site of the Sacramento School, which was closed. They raised that construction, just took that structure out of there and made this into a nice park for the APS school children. And I got to tell you, it's still in the process of being completed. But Michelle, you've probably seen that as well. Wow, what another nice addition.
Absolutely. And whenever that park is completed and the trees are matured and the landscaping is completed, it's going to make it a great space for all of Alamogordo. You know, I really have to give a lot of credit for that project to Commissioner Sharon Donald in District 5. That's something that she worked very, very hard with Alamogordo Public Schools. Of course, that is her home district. And it is something that Sharon is very proud of and should be proud of. And it was exciting to see such a great turnout there for the Sacramento Learning Center Park. And like I said, once the landscaping gets in and they get that project complete, it's going to be a great place for kids from all over the community to go and play. They're, you know, was this vast space once they took down Sacramento Elementary. And it really was difficult to see it just sit bare for so long. And everybody, you know, wondered what would happen. What are they going to do with it? You know, that's such a great location. And I believe that's where Commissioner McDonald stepped in and really started working with Alamogordo Public Schools, the city of Alamogordo, and the community in District 5 to create that beautiful space. So, again, congratulations to everyone who was involved in that. And that that space will just continue to get better as more equipment and the landscaping and just having the kids out there in general as it comes together, it's going to be a great space.
Oh, no doubt about it. After the ribbon cutting and everything was over with, the kids that were there just flooded the park area, riding on those slides and everything else. I'm going, yep, this is perfect. Good job, APS.
And, you know, yeah, nothing makes me smile more than driving down First Street and, you know, hitting the Washington Park playground and looking over while you're there at that stoplight and seeing that playground full of kids. And, it just puts a smile on your face to see them outside enjoying our beautiful climate. And, now there's another space, on down First Street. So it's excited. And I believe that it was much needed. I think, these kids need as many spaces as possible to get out there and enjoy the outdoors and just get out there and play around.
Right. Dr. Ken Moore, superintendent of APS, as you know, was telling me part of my live and local with him on Thursday afternoon that the next project is going to be the Reiner Steinhoff Soccer Complex off of First Street. They've got some work to do there, some improvements to do there, and we're going to see that starting here in the near future.
Yeah, you know, if you drive up First Street and or down, I guess, and you look over there to the complex, you can see equipment already being put out over there. You can see a lot of activities that the school facilities will be taken care of, and which is wonderful. I mean, you know, Alamogordo has always had a really strong soccer team, and to be able to have a great complex for tournaments and games to be held will really be a great addition to the campus.
And then on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, we had the Alamogordo Center of Commerce Vibe at 5 at Casa Chevrolet and GMC there on White Sands Boulevard. And Michelle, again, is just telling you that things are looking so good for our community. We get these new businesses like the Casa family coming in from El Paso. That's not their last name, but the dealership family and three brothers. And by golly, they're picking up where Desert Sun Motors stopped, and they are really kicking it strong for the community.
They really are. You know, the Lowenfield brothers are, I believe, third generation in the Casa Auto family group. And they, like you said, just came in, jumped right in where Bobby and Tina left off. And it's so exciting to go to those things and understand that there's new ownership, but still to see so many familiar faces. The way that they came in and not only have treated the community, but came in and treated the you know, previous employees of Desert Sun Motors is really a true testament of how they do business and care for their employees and their communities. I need to give a big thank you to the ambassador chair, Brandy Murphy, and the chair of my chamber, the Center of Commerce Board of Directors, Lori Black, and give them a big thank you for pulling that one off for me. I was unable to attend. It is all about teamwork at the center of commerce, and I really do appreciate those ladies for taking care of that for us on Thursday evening. They had a beautiful spread of finger foods.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they were giving away oil changes, and it just really was a great event. I anticipate as soon as the Honda, Dodge, and CRV dealership get finished with all of the construction that they've got going on out there on Highway 70, I can imagine that we'll be celebrating a grand opening of that space out there as well. So stay tuned for that. Something else that we had recently, Bob, was Coffee and Connections. That was on the 10th, and we were able to get back out to Rocket City Family Fun Center and truly have a networking breakfast meeting for the first time post-COVID. And it really was a great event. It was sponsored by New Mexico State University, Alamogordo. And, of course, they always do a wonderful job, and just hats off to the employees there at Rocket City. You know, they don't open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so just a few people come in on that second Friday of every month. They take great care of us. It was breakfast burritos. There was fresh fruit, pastries, of course, coffee, tea, a variety of juices. It really was a great event. And you know, as we were planning for that, the first one out, I thought, oh, we'd probably have, 25, maybe 30 people. And it was standing room only. At the end of the event, Shayla and I were counting chairs, and we had people standing up along the walls, and we guessed that we probably had about 50 people there. And again, that just shows that the community is rebounding, and people are excited to get back out and take part in those networking events. I don't really think that business owners or even individuals, nonprofits, understand the value of the networking events that we have. We have the Business Impact Government Relations meeting. We've got our Coffee and Connections. And then, we also have our Vibe at Five. Those are our three, standing networking events. And it's just incredibly important to get out there and network with the community, not only, for yourself, but for your business. And I think the events that we have like that play a huge part into the Center of Commerce success. I know I shared with you on Saturday that Ashley Furniture Outlet was the seventh chamber Center of Commerce. One day, Bob, we're going to get that right.
Join the club.
Yeah. They were the seventh business to join the Center of Commerce in just the month of January. So there's new businesses coming to town. There's just so much movement. And unless if you're really in it, like we are on a daily and weekly basis, I don't think that people understand how much movement there really is. You talk to people and it just depends on how deeply rooted they are with the kind of things that we do at the Center of Commerce. If they're not, they don't really understand how busy the business community really is. And it's important to know that it might not always look like it from the outside, but there's a lot going on. I know in the water bill that everybody gets, if you pay a water bill, There are a list of new businesses, maybe not necessarily all new businesses, but people that have renewed their business registration are also listed in there. And it's a great way to stay plugged in and see truly how much movement there is in Alamogordo. In speaking with the people out at Ashley Furniture, I was a little bit saddened to hear that they are still having a hard time finding employees. And again, it seems to be that way across the board. And as someone who, you know, advocates for businesses, it's hard to hear that these businesses are taking a chance in coming to Alamogordo, businesses that we all say, oh, I wish we had, oh, I wish we had this, I wish we had that. And then they get here and they can't find employees. And I'm not real sure how we can fix that, but there are still probably 30 job postings that will come out in Shayella's newsletter today. Everything from businesses like Ashley Furniture to the tourism industry. The restaurants need servers. The city of Alamogordo is hiring. Otero County is hiring. The hospital is in a constant state of hiring. I know that Mesa Verde has multiple jobs available. And so I just don't just get up and get back to work so we can keep these businesses that we all want in our community. You know, Popeyes is getting ready to open, and we all want these choices, but we are still, as a community in general, having a very, very hard time post-COVID getting people back in the workforce. And to me, that's unacceptable as a community. We need to get out there and we need to get to work.
You know, when all the changes were occurring at the White Sands Mall, there was a concern about who's going to fill in the JCPenney location, who's going to fill in that huge Bell's location there. And I got to tell you, Ashley Outlet, boy, they did a great job of filling that in. And you and I were looking at that patio furniture section, Michelle. We're dreaming of warmer temperatures when we can sit out on the patio and sip some tea and watch the sun go down.
Absolutely. You know, they really did do a fabulous job with that space. And, you know, like you said, everything from patio furniture coming up for the spring season to wall decor, tabletop decor, and of course the bedroom sets, living room sets. They even have a couple of areas where you can just grab and go. You don't have to wait for things to be ordered and such. So, you know, they are doing a great job out there at the mall. You talked about, you know, the vast amount of space that was available out there. Big Lots is out there now. Now we've got Ashley Furniture. There, of course, are several small businesses out there. And it's just a great place to go and do some shopping and supporting our local businesses. And yeah, just getting those dollars circulating. GB says it all the time, you know, that when you spend money in your community, that money changes hands 7 times before it leaves. And it's just so important to get out there and keep those dollars local.
You know, you mentioned, Michelle Gill, about them needing some employees. And I was talking to Elvira, and they do apply in the store. I think she said they don't go online. They go into the store and physically apply that way. And so if you're looking for a part-time job to fill in some space other than your full-time job or a full-time job, go out to Ashley's Outlet, the White Sands Mall, and see Elvira there, and she'll take care of you.
Yes, absolutely. And what that tells me, since they're not doing that hiring online, is that you go out there and you, you know, you go out there and you fill out that application and speak to the management. And by doing that online, it would indicate to me that they are really ready to hire.
And we're ready to see them succeed as well over there. Well, let's talk about Lunch and Learn coming up. That'll be coming up towards the end of this month, next Monday, I believe it is, a week from today. Tell us more.
Yes, we've partnered up with Tula Rosa Communications, and we're excited. This is the second Lunch and Learn that we're having with them, and we'll be on Monday, as you mentioned, the 30th of January, right there in the Center of Commerce Conference Room. And it's also going to be offered online this time. The first time we did it, we tried to get people down there. We had a few, but we're going to be creating a Zoom link, and that will be published. So you'll be able to join very much like the business impact meeting. You'll be able to join both in person and online. They are going to be talking about credit card security. So anyone that takes credit card payments at your place of business, whether it be in person or over the phone, this is a great lunch and learn for you to come to. They're going to talk about how to not only keep your operating systems safe, but they'll be talking about how to keep your consumers safe as well. That will be Monday the 30th at noon, and Tula Rosa Communications is providing lunch courtesy of Pizza Patio. So it's going to be a great event. I know a lot of people have online storefronts, and this would be a great opportunity for you to come and listen to Matt and Mike from Tula Rosa Communications teach you how to keep those transactions safe for both you and your customer. So it's going to be a great event. Tula Rosa Communications provides all of our technical support, and they really do a great job. I don't know really what we would do without our IT team with Tula Rosa Communications. They keep all of our computers healthy, and they can definitely do the same for you. So I encourage you to join us on the 30th at the Center of Commerce or online. And of course, all of that information will be available in the newsletter that will be going out today. And if you don't have that newsletter going to your inbox, get over to alamogordo.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page. You can enter in your email address, and it's going to ask you to verify, of course, that you're not a robot. And then it's going to send you a confirmation email to make sure that you are the one that signed up for that newsletter. And you don't want to miss out on that. We really pride ourselves on that newsletter. And not only because of the great job that Shayella does, but it truly is a community-wide newsletter. It doesn't just talk about what we're doing at the Center of Commerce. It talks about things that are going on all the way throughout Otero County. And we're very proud to provide such a valuable newsletter to Alamogordo and the surrounding areas. So get signed up for that newsletter so you don't miss out.
Michelle, you were talking about Tularosa Communications, Inc., and we've got to give them our hearty thanks as well. If you went up to Cloudcroft this weekend to go to ski Cloudcroft, or maybe up there to shop or eat or whatever, when you looked at the towers on the hill that you always see when you get by the trestle, well, you only saw one tower this time, because the second tower, the tower we were on with our antenna and broadcast equipment, well, it cratered on Wednesday morning just before 6 on January the 11th. And that caused us some situations we had to quickly respond to. One was no tower available to use up there. So Josh Bug heard about the tower going down. He's the manager of TCI, TBTC. And he said, "Bob, was that your tower?" And I said, "No, but we had antennas and other stuff on that tower, and we're off the air." And yeah, and he said, "What do you need? We need a temporary tower or something to elevate some standby antennas to get up high enough so we can reach our transmitter location up at Wofford Mountain, which is at 9,165 feet. And he said, "Wow. I have a tower, 50-foot tower, on a trailer." He said, "Would that help?" I said, "Josh, it would." So Josh got his team together, brought that antenna up to Cloudcroft to the tower location. Of course, the tower was on village property, and we rent from the village there. And got that tower, got our antennas on the tower, got the tower erected, cranked it up, got it erected. So our standby antennas were better than 50 feet in the air, because they were on a trailer, maybe 2 or 3 feet long. And we got back on the air. Then 88.9 went off the air because for some reason, one of the antennas moved a little bit in the wind. And we had to go up there. His team went back up there again with John Hurt, and they brought that antenna down, reset, brought the tower down, reset the antennas, and we've been back on now solid since, I think it was midweek this past week, Wednesday or Thursday or something. But Josh Bugh at TCI and his team came to our rescue, devoted a lot of their man hours to helping us get back on the air. And then one of the projects we had to do was get back to Wofford. We tried to get back to Wofford with 3 4x4s. Couldn't make it.
Gosh.
Could not make it, too much snow. So Josh found out about that. I was telling him, he said, "Well," he said, "the co-op has a tracked vehicle, Bob, Otero County Co-op. Maybe I can get that and take you guys back there." He talked to Mario Romero at the co-op. Mario said, "For sure, whatever you need, go ahead and get it done. And we can use that track wheel to get back there." So we did that, and three of us went back there and got things taken care of at that site. And, you know, it's a cooperation in this community. Like
absolutely,
TCI,
Bob. Listening.
You know, and like the Otero County Co-op. And then, then also, Michelle, I want to talk about the village of Cloudcroft. I talked to Mayor Bill Denny, and he was aware of the tower going down already. He said, "What effect is that on you, Bob?" And I told him, he said, "Okay." He says, "What do you need to do?" And I told him, and he said, "You've got the green light." He said, "If you need to get a trailer there with a tower on it, or whatever you need to do, we're giving you the green light to get back on the air." So we've really got good cooperation from all entities that were involved in that disaster situation for us.
Well, and you know, Bob, hearing stories like that, you don't often hear of them, but that, in my opinion, is what Otero County is all about. And it is what makes Alamogordo and the Tularosa community, the community of Cloudcroft, it is what makes our community what it is. You know, there's always, you always hear stories like that. And, you know, it's kind of cliche, but it definitely is what makes this area the friendliest place on earth.
You bet it is.
And
yep.
It's very just enlightening to hear of those stories.
Because without that kind of cooperation, we may not be on the air today. You know.
Yes.
We can't wait for American Tower to rebuild the tower, because that's going to be months
right.
out, you know. So, oh. We're happy.
We're so thankful for our neighbors, aren't we?
We sure are. All right, Michelle Gill, is there any other comments this morning?
No, Bob. Just again, thank you guys for giving us a platform to have these discussions with you on a weekly basis, and get signed up for that newsletter and be as busy as Bob in my office is.
Okay. All right, Michelle, thank you very much. Hey, let's do it again next Monday morning.
That sounds great, Bob. All right. Thank you. Have a good week.
You bet, Michelle. Thank you very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.